Good morning. Couple of announcements. Mario of this evening will be at 9:15. In the meantime, today there is still a need for volunteers, very much so, between 9 and 12 in the morning, and then after 3 in the afternoon with the clothing sale next door, which is, as always, a runaway success because of the effort that volunteers, lay leaders, put in. And if you're able to help, that would be fabulous. Miss anything? I don't think so. So we finished Siman Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and to provide a brief overview, we get a very dark anthropology. We get the image of a human being that needs to put the image of God before them the whole time, otherwise they'll sin. We're given tactics how to combat the Yetzer Hara. We're told to say Moda Ani in the morning, to be suffused with gratitude for the fact that we survived, that we're unworthy. And we see sleep as a confession of dependence, and we even turn to draw inspiration from wildlife. They have to be like lions and leopards and vultures, otherwise the human being is lost in the world. And that's a pretty dark opening to halachic life. And we transition now into Siman Bet, which begins with Nitilat Yadayim, with washing hands. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch begins. The reason that we wash our hands in the morning is because we are like a Briyah Chadashah. We're like a new creature, La Avodat HaBoreh, to serve God. So it's almost like we wash away that darkness and confess that deep down human beings are creatures that are capable of darkness. But if we sanctify ourselves, if we wash our hands, if we... What does Nitila literally mean? I'll give you just a clue. On Sukkot, we do Nitilat Lulav. I've never seen anybody get a cup and start washing their lulav, right? Doesn't mean washing. It means to take. It means to give purpose to. So what we're doing is giving purpose to our hands and saying, despite the fact that at our core we are capable of very dark things, it is in our hands, literally, to turn that around and to live a life of meaning. So we'll come to that tomorrow.